Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's going to be an abbreviated session because I was late in getting on my show. And so I'd like to welcome you to Live Without Limits. And today's show is titled How to Create Better Habits Fast. Why do we want to talk about habits? Simple reason. The habits that you create can either be good ones or bad ones. They can either lead you in a good direction or a bad direction. So we want to teach you how to have habits that can help you create the success and the personal growth in your life that you truly want. So be at war with your vices, at peace with your neighbors, and every new year, find you a better man, said Benjamin Franklin. So, how to create better habits fast. Today, I want to share with you a real secret. I will be so bold as to say it is the secret to accomplishing anything worth doing. You have probably encountered this secret many times yourself. Most people have. But few people recognize it as a secret it truly is. Instead, they walk right past looking for something better. The secret is something I walk past many times on my way to something else too. I would often see it laying off to the side of the road, partially covered with dirt. It didn't glisten or glow like the secrets I thought I wanted. At the time in my life, I had no idea that truth and power didn't glisten. They're not flashy, and they certainly don't attract much attention. Instead, they are still just giving off their quiet power for those who are ready for them. This is how they stay protected from people who have more growing to do. Apparently, I had much growing to do before I discovered the secret. I certainly didn't know it in college. Back in music school, there'd be these times where everything in my life would start to go down the tubes. Lessons with my teacher wouldn't go well. Performances wouldn't go well. It seemed like every day was just a struggle. The first time this cycle appeared was sometime during my second year. That's when the excitement of the first year had worn off, and those who knew this secret began to excel. I certainly didn't know it. My frustration was a clue. I hadn't yet discovered the secret. But if I had, these turbulent months would have come and gone virtually unnoticed by myself. I still hadn't discovered the secret during my first real job out of college either. I thought it was crappy employment situation that was to blame for my frustration. Hardly. It was all caused by my lack of understanding of the secret. So, what is the secret to everything? The one I didn't manage to figure out until not too long ago. The secret is this. The only way you get the life you want is to make small investments in your dreams each and every day you are given to live. Your failure is not determined by luck, by flashes of brilliance, or even by who you know. It is determined by your willingness to make the small investments certainly and consistently in the direction of your dreams. Some people call these investments habits. No one will reward you for your habits. Almost no one will even notice them. So if you are not developing them for you and you alone, then they will never stick around. Trying to create new habits for someone else is a waste of time. Doing it because you feel compelled to do it won't work. Do it for you. Do it because you want it. And that's what makes developing habits such a challenge. The training we've all received, courtesy of the system, has effectively cemented over our ability to be in touch with what we truly want. Ask 100 people, what do you want? And most of them won't be able to tell you. They can't even tell themselves. The odd part is that humans are already hardwired to go after what they want. So if knowing what you want is a challenge for you, it probably means one of two things is true. You haven't done the work to reverse the training you've received, so you aren't in touch with what you want. What you say you want is not actually what you want. Once you know what you want, then all that's left is simple decision. Will you live habits that support your journey towards what you want, or ones that obstruct it? And let me tell you something that I think a lot of people don't realize. The tapes that you hear in your head that you were told constantly as a child, things like either your parents geared you toward success because they believed you and they encouraged you, or you grew up in a negative environment where everything you were told was that you couldn't succeed, or you wouldn't amount to anything, or you couldn't. Well, you know, you can always reverse those things. And I have read so many articles about affirmations and how to change your thought processes. So, why Paulo will make you fatter? Here's why eating paleo will make you fatter. Going cold turkey on your favorite foods is a recipe for disaster. It simply won't last. And after a few days or weeks, if you aren't extremely disciplined, you'll be bored, frustrated, or tired of eating the same tasteless meals every day. If you really want to say you want the habits that aren't really the issue, small habits, live daily, will get you there. The power of the small habit is pretty much without limits. Small investments made consistently over a long enough period of time can accomplish anything. If you're like me, reading A Secret like that most likely leaves you underwhelmed. That's all. You might be thinking of yourself. Yes, that's all. There's far more power in these small habits than it appears. If you truly want to become the best possible version of yourself, then do the thing that very few people are willing to do. That thing is to commit to small habits daily. Nothing much will change right away. Certainly not in the first few weeks. Maybe not even in the first few months. But eventually, you'll wake up one day and you'll find your life has transformed. People will ask you how you did it. They'll try to discover your secret for such a major transformation. They probably won't be interested in hearing the truth, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that you'll finally see just how powerful your secret really is. So as you can see, daily habits, the little things that you do, can transform you into the successful person that you want. And let's talk a little bit about forming good habits, like being consistent in the time that you wake up, and being consistent in keeping a daily log of everything that you're going to do. If it's going to be writing, if it's going to be meeting with people or constructive, consciously changing those behaviors that can truly get you where you want to be, then you need to work on them. And you need to set aside some time to put forth those habits that will get you what you truly want in life and help you to be truly get there. And what I would like to do is talk to you a little bit about habits and how you can truly help in yourself to develop the habits that will truly get you what you want. And first, maybe we need to go through and give you a definition of what habits are. So, let's just talk about what is a habit and how can you think of them as something that can benefit you in the things that you truly do. So, let's give you a specific definition. A habit is a routine or behavior that is repeated regularly and tends to occur unconsciously. In the American Journal of Psychology, it is defined as this way. A habit, from the standpoint of psychology, is a more or less fixed way of thinking, willing, or feeling to acquire through previous repetition and a mental experience. So as you can see, a habit formation is the process by which a behavior through regular repetition becomes automatic or habitual. And let's use smoking as a definition of what you're looking at as a habit. Have you ever thought about how you can change your habits? And for some people, their habit is that because they have no constructive time or plan out for their day, what do? They will either put on the TV, or if it's not the television, they will just get out. They will go to a mall, and they will just go from store to store, looking in the stores, thinking, and sometimes they buy if they really need something. Sometimes they don't, but the problem is that our mind needs to have stimulation, and it can be constructive stimulation that does something to enhance your thought processes. It can be something that stimulates you or makes you think, or it can just be a routine. And for people who work, their habit can be that they get up at a certain time, they have a ritual in how they get dressed, they have a ritual in what they eat, they have a ritual in that they either get in the car or they use public transportation, they have a ritual or a routine on what they do at work. And the problem is that for people who work in a company, when they retire, They just don't know what to do, and they just don't have any plan out there on how to restructure themselves so they're getting the same stipulation, and then they get lost. They just don't know what to do with themselves. And what happens is that's when your health begins to deteriorate. So how can you change and begin to think more constructively and find a routine that you can do that will help you in the long run to be a whole lot more constructive in the things that you do, in the plans that you have for your future? For so many of us, we just have to realize that we need to look at what is it, the things that we really enjoy doing. For many people, they look at retirement as an opportunity to go out and travel and visit new places, see the places they haven't seen that they would have loved to have seen in the past, but just didn't have the time. But then when they finish the travel or they get tired of the traveling, they come back and they come back and they still don't have a routine to their day. And then their health begins to deteriorate. And it doesn't matter what kind of show it is, if you enjoy drama, if you enjoy comedy, there are shows out there that you can watch that can stimulate you, but there's also shows that are just pure entertainment and pure fiction. And sometimes those shows have a message and sometimes they don't. And I would like to remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for coaching, and we can work with you to put together a strategy on building habits that can stimulate you and get you to where you truly want to be in your life.